Coast to coast on the World Wide Web, this is Trot Radio on StandardBredCanada.ca. Norm Borg here. If you plan on visiting the Ottawa and National Capital Region, there's something here for people in the racing game that you don't want to miss. It's going on at the Museum of Civilization. It's simply called The Horse, and it examines man's relationship with the most beautiful animal in the world. We'll speak to the curator of that exhibit, Dr. Sheldon Posen, on this edition of Trot Radio. Sheldon Posen is a curator for the exhibit that's going on at the Museum of Civilization here in the capital city. It's simply called The Horse. Sheldon, welcome to Trot Radio.
Nice to be here.
We in the racing industry long had a relationship with the horse, especially the standard bred, going back to before the turn of the century, prior to the 20th, of course. Not many of us know, though, just how many thousands of years man's relationship with the horse goes back. When we enter the Museum of Civilization, what can we expect to see from this exhibit?
Well, you're going to start with the horse long before man came on the scene. We have a skeleton, or a plaster cast of a skeleton from 55 million years ago, sort of dog-sized creature that is the ancestor of the modern horse. You're going to advance to a mere 10 million years ago, and you're going to see three creatures in a beautiful diorama that are much more recognizable ancestors of the horse.
It's been said that even in death, horses serve man. Some of the earliest artifacts would prove that early man obviously used the horse for food.
Well, serve is the exact right the right verb there. We've got a section in the exhibition called From Meat to Mount. And it sort of looks at the horse as being a source of food. They were probably kept, 10,000 years ago. They were hunted, and more recently than that, they would have been kept in enclosures and used for both meat and for milk.
I understand in your exhibit, one of the things that you point out is in the area now known as Kazakhstan is a treasure trove of artifacts pertaining to man's relationship with the horse.
There's a dig that we show also in a diorama in Kazakhstan in a village called Krasnyar that shows corrals, the remnants of corrals, and they are finding skulls of horses. Horse bones with the marks of butchering on them, and also clay pots that have remnants of mare's milk in them. So they figure that those horses were kept. They could never have hunted those horses and supported the population that they had, so they had to keep them. And that is the first sign of, one of the first signs of domestication of horses.
Yeah, and that, as the exhibit points out, seems to be a huge turning point in man's development, and that would be when he was able to domesticate the horse, is it not?
It is. Once you've got the horse domesticated and you're keeping him for meat, well, at some point you're going to say, well, this creature could maybe help me move faster over the land, and you're going to harness him up and to a wheeled vehicle like a chariot, and use him either in battle or for carrying things from one place to another, and eventually. A lot later than that, you'll figure out that you can actually sit on him and ride him.
You also do a very good job for those of us in the racing game who want to view your exhibit, and I strongly suggest they do. You've got lithographs, for example, of the foundation sires of the thoroughbred strain. You've got a skeleton of Lee Axworthy, the first trotter to trot sub 2 minutes.
Yes, indeed. We've got his skeleton, and we've got a sculpture, thank goodness, a bronze sculpture of him in action. And the great thing about it is that it shows the pace. He's pacing. He's got his diagonal feet.
You mean trotting?
Trotting. I'm sorry.
Yeah, that's all right.
This is something that I didn't know about until I curated this exhibition.
Oh, that there were two gates to the standard.
That there were two gates. I thought trotters and pacers were the same thing, and here I got myself in a bit of an education, and that's really the wonderful thing about this exhibition. There's a lot of little things to learn about the horse as you go through.
Well, I'll tell you what, I can, if you wish, help you further with the education. You're more than welcome to be my guest at Rideau Carlton Raceway some night.
Well, you know what? I would love to do that. I've never, ever seen a live harness race, and I would love to do that.
Don't know what you're missing.
I'm sure I don't. I'm sure I just love it.
Oh, well, terrific. Consider it done, and we'll certainly talk about that once we get off the air. Now, the exhibit goes on from now until when?
Until the end of the year, through December. It ends January the 5th.
Okay. One of the interesting things that was pointed out in one of the exhibits was that, and I'm not an anthropologist, but has the horse changed us or have we changed the horse? Speaking from an evolutionary standpoint, going back to those bones in Kazakhstan to the modern-day horse, there isn't a heck of a lot of difference in the bone structure and things like that. So it would tend to indicate that perhaps the horse has changed us.
Well, I really think it's been both. We do have a lovely display of two skeletons, and it sounds like the whole exhibit is skeletons from the way we're talking,
No. But
it's not. There are all these wonderful artifacts in it. But the point that's made by these two skeletons, one is of a Shire horse, one of the big draft horses, and the other is of a Shetland pony. And those are the same species. Those are exactly descendants of those that same horse that is the ancestor of them all. But humankind has changed those horses to meet its needs, whether they were plowing or needed a pony to pull carts in a mine.
Anybody who has a love for the animal, and I don't know of anybody who doesn't, would do well to come up here. Those of you who plan on visiting the National Capital Region through the summer, by all means, check it out. The horse on display, the Museum of Civilization. Sheldon Posen, thank you so much for being with us.
It's a great pleasure. Thank you very much for having me, for letting me go, for putting me through my paces.
That's very well said. Thanks for being on Trot Radio.